Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Once Upon a Crescent. This is season 7 with your host and storyteller, Mrs. Hashmi. This podcast show is especially about kids like you. My dear Muslim kid listeners, you are incredibly special to me because if you think about it, I am a part of your imagination. While I'm telling the story, you are imagining it. Now that's really special. Let's get started. Where's that imagination button that I have to push to start this episode? Oh, there it is.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Today's story is called Sakina and Safura's Library Day.
Sakina and Safura entered the library excitedly. This library had its grand opening just last week. It was beautifully built this year, with brand new shelves filled with a variety of books. There were brand new computers that were installed here too. There even was a brand new space just for kids, and it had new puzzles, blocks, and wooden train sets for anyone to come and play with. But the coolest thing of all of this brand new library was that it had a theater inside. Imagine going to a library but being able to watch a puppet show too. This is why Sakina and Safura were so excited to visit this brand new library. Sakina noticed the freshly painted walls in the kids' area. "Wow, I love that blue. They chose the perfect color for the walls here," she exclaimed to her sister. Safura disagreed. "I wish they chose my favorite color for the walls. Pink would have been better." Sakina giggled at her sister's disappointment. Both girls walked ahead of their parents, who were busy finishing up signing up for a new library card. "Mommy, can we go to the kids section there?" Sakina asked, pointing towards the back of the library with the bright blue walls. Mama nodded and rushed ahead to catch up with her girls. Their dad finished up at the sign-up booth and joined them as well. Safura wanted to explore this huge library with her mama. Sakina seemed happy just exploring by herself, looking for books that she was interested in.
"Mommy, can we go see what's going on over there? I saw a lot of kids go inside that room. I think that is the new theater."
Mama looked up to see large double doors leading to a new section of the library. A librarian was holding the door for parents with young children to enter. But by the time Mama and Safura reached the doors, the librarian put her hand out, blocking the way. Safura peered inside the theater in amazement and gasped.
"Wow!
I'm sorry, you guys. The theater has reached its capacity. There aren't any seats left to watch the puppet show now, but there will be another show in about 45 minutes. Please come back then."
The librarian disappeared behind the large double doors, waving to Mama and Safura. Safura frowned.
"I wish we could have went inside to look at the new theater area there. I can't believe this library even does puppet shows on such a big stage."
"Don't worry, Safura. We can come back in 45 minutes, inshallah. We'll be the first ones inside. Let's go tell Sakina and Daddy so they know the plan too."
Mama led Safura back to where Sakina and Daddy were. Sakina was comfortably situated on a large rocking chair with a stack of books that she found interesting. Mama glanced at Sakina's pile of books and chuckled.
"Of course, these would be baking related," she said, smiling at Sakina.
Sakina grinned.
"Mama, this book talks about the science behind baking. It answers so many of my questions that I had about baking."
Safura interrupted.
"Oh, Sakina Abi, did you know that there's a puppet show going on inside that theater over there?
But it's too full."
Sephora flipped through one of her sister's baking books and placed it back onto her lap. "I want to find a book about my hobby," she exclaimed. Sephora skipped away. Daddy stood up to join Sephora.
"Okay, what kind of books do you want to search for?"
Sephora took a hold of Daddy's hand and exclaimed, "Can you find me some books on rollerblading, Daddy?"
"Ooh, sure. Let me show you how you can search that up on the computer."
Sakina and her mom got settled in their cozy area, enjoying the new cookbooks. Sakina was just about to pick up the next book on her lap when she noticed a little boy standing in front of her quietly. He didn't make any eye contact with her, but instead the boy stood still in front of her, scratching his nails nervously. Sakina wondered if he was lost. She looked around to see if she could spot anyone that looked like his parents, but she didn't see any other adults around. Most of the families that were gathered in this area were no longer here. They were inside the theater watching the puppet show. Sakina stood up and quietly asked the boy, "Are you lost?" He shook his head no quickly and rocked back and forth on his tippy toes. He couldn't really get out any words to explain what he needed. He pointed to a large book behind Sakina's chair. "Oh, you can't reach that book. Okay, I can get it for you." Just then, the boy's mom appeared from behind a bookshelf. "Oh, sorry, I was just looking at these books over here. I didn't realize he wandered all the way over here." Sakina handed the large, colorful book of animals to the boy. "That's okay, I don't mind helping." The mom smiled warmly. "Thank you." Sakina wondered, "Were you unable to make it to the puppet show too? It was too full by the time my sister and mom got to the door." The mom shook her head no, while gently taking hold of her son's hand. "No, my son doesn't do well with loud noises, actually. His brain works differently, so sometimes many sounds all at once can be overwhelming." Sakina didn't know what to say. "Oh, okay," she managed to let out. She watched as the mom and boy took a seat on the rug in the far corner of the kids' area. She watched as they sat there by themselves looking at the book together. Sephora tapped her sister on the shoulder and held out a book for her sister to see. "Sakina, Abby, this book is about a girl who roller skates." Sephora immediately knew something was off about her sister just by studying her face. "What's wrong?" she asked. Sakina shrugged. "Oh, nothing. I was just wondering about that boy over there with his mom right there. He's different. His mom said he wouldn't like the puppet show because of the loud noises." Sephora looked over to where her sister was pointing. "Oh, Sakina, Abby, we learned about this in our school group. Some kids are... what's that word? There's a word for that." Daddy interrupted the girls to finish their sentence.
"Neurodivergent."
Sakina's eyes widened at the sound of this familiar word. "Oh yeah, now I remember. When someone's brain has different strengths and struggles from others. They're that word. What was it again? Neurodivergent." Daddy nodded.
"Yes, a brain can develop in different ways, and some people's brains have different needs because of that."
Just as Daddy was explaining this new word, the large double doors flung wide open with a rush of people with young children exiting the theater all at once. The library was filled with the noisy hustle and bustle of people leaving the theater with little kids excitedly chattering among each other. Sakina and Sephora shifted their eyes to the little boy, watching him with concern. It felt like someone turned up the volume inside the library by 100 levels. Not only was the library loud, but it was also very busy with movement of people walking in all directions, scattering to different parts of the library with their young ones. The little boy covered his ears and crawled into his mother's lap, grunting uncomfortably at this new environment. The mom slowly gathered her things and lifted her child in her arms. She picked up her pace, carefully dodging the people around her. Sakina and Sephora watched her exit the library in a moment's notice. Sephora looked at her father and frowned. "I feel bad for the bacha, Daddy. He probably came all the way here because the library is supposed to be a nice, quiet place for him." Sephora's dad nodded.
"I agree. Maybe him and his mom will come back on a weekday when it's not so busy."
The noise level finally settled down after the librarian made an announcement.
"Good afternoon, community members. Please be mindful of the noise level in the library. We understand that it's an exciting weekend with the puppet show, but we have to still practice the correct noise level for those around us working and reading. The next puppet show will be starting in 15 minutes, so please make your way to the library theater."
Mama joined her family with a book in her hand. "Are you guys ready for the puppet show?" Sakina nodded. Sephora took one look at Mama's book and exclaimed,
"Hey, Mommy, we were just talking about Neurodivergent. How come you chose that book?"
she said, pointing to the book titled Neurodivergent. Mama smiled. "I think it's interesting. Allah created humans so differently from each other. Not only do we have different skin colors and look differently, but the way we understand the world around us can be different too. I just think it's kind of cool to learn about."
Sakina smiled. "We have so many books to check out," she commented, looking at her family's library collection.
Daddy took the books from his family.
"I'll check them out for you guys. Why don't you all head inside the theater? Save me a seat. I'll be right back."
Sakina and Sephora led the way, getting in line for the puppet show with their mom. Sephora couldn't help but think about the little boy who had to leave early.
"I hope that boy can come back to the library and enjoy the library the way that we're enjoying it. There should be a quiet show for neurodivergent kids too at this theater."
Sakina's eyes widened.
"That's a great suggestion. Let's talk to the librarian, Sephora, after the show about that."
Mama felt proud to see her girls have such a sweet level of concern to include all kinds of kiddos who came to the library. As the girls walked through the big double doors, they paused in front of the librarian.
"After the show, can we talk to you about a suggestion?"
Sakina asked the librarian. The librarian smiled.
"Yes, of course. We love to hear feedback. Okay, meet me out here right after the show, and I would love to hear what you have to say."
The girls smiled wide. They nodded to the librarian and followed the crowd to find seats for themselves and for their dad. After they took their seats, Mama gently squeezed the hands of her daughters and whispered,
"I'm so proud of you girls, mashallah. May Allah increase you both in this beautiful quality of empathy for others. Ameen."
Sakina and Sephora's dad joined just in time before the curtains opened up for the start of the show. Jazakallah khairan for listening to this story. To my dear kid listeners, if you ever come across someone who learns and understands differently than you, then remember this ayah from the Quran where Allah says, "And of his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the differences of your tongues and colors. Surely in that are indeed signs for knowledgeable people." May Allah allow us to be those people that have knowledge and who see those that are different than us as a sign of Allah's amazing ability to create humans beautifully different.
Thank you for listening to today's story by Mrs. Hashmi.
This episode was sponsored by Brother Muiz and Sister Ruby for their two daughters, Sakina and Safora. I hope you liked this story. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum.